Romeo 4, Delta, Oscar, India, monitoring.
4, Delta, Oscar, India. Wow, that's a long call sign. Good afternoon. This is N0TR, November 0, Tango, Romeo. My name is Tom. Just headed down to Wally World to pick up a prescription and a few mass consumables. How's your day?
Hi, Tom. My day's going great. My day is going well, and my name's Clark. This is my first contact on my new radio and my first contact as a ham. So I'm really excited to be on the radio, and I appreciate you answering.
Clark, in my days, I'm 77 years old, I'd ask if you was really Clark Kent, who was Superman. Well, congratulations, Clark, and wonderful to have you aboard. This is a wonderful repeater. They have a net each night at 9 o'clock with a lot of wonderful people that just check in. And actually, you're Delta Oscar India, so you'll be... listen for your group, like you'd be in the Delta group. It's the letter right after your other letter there. What am I trying to say, Mom? I've been sick, Clark, and I've had a real bad urinary tract infection and had surgery on my kidneys and that, and so I can't get my head quite straight. But if Patrick or somebody's listening, they can fill you in on that. But it's real easy to figure out, and if you want to talk afterward, you can say, I'll stay for the rag chew. And if you don't, you can just say negative and negative. And that's what I do. I try to check in. I missed a few days here. But welcome to amateur radio, and I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you so much, Tom. I really appreciate it. I'm sorry to hear you're having some health problems, but it's really exciting for me to speak with someone who has a lot of experience and has been doing it for a long time, and to know that this is, you know, an active repeater and that I can call it a check-in on the net in the evenings. That's really exciting as well, and I'll most certainly try and do that.
I might get a little scratchy here for a few seconds going up this hill. We're on Wayne Hampton and Greer, Clark, but there's usually a different net operator each night, and the repeater's at 3,500 feet on Caesar's Head Mountain. So when you key it, it retransmits your signal out of, typically 100 miles, we'll say. You can talk into Georgia, once in a while into Tennessee. But overall, it's a great repeater. Needs a little work on it now. W4DJW, I think, is the head of it. The president of it. Well, not the president. It's Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club. But his name is Dave, and a great guy. And Patrick, KO4HKX, does a lot of good. And Gary, the ones I can think of. He lives over in Easley. And just a great guy. You'll get to know him. But you'll enjoy this repeater, I'm sure. And there's several other good repeaters in the area. What's your location? I have already forgotten.
I didn't share it yet, so I actually, right now, I'm currently over in Powdersville, off 153. I'm traveling between Greenville and Easley right now. I work in Easley, live in Greenville. I live off of, kind of between Woodruff and Lawrence Road in that kind of area. And I work in downtown Easley, so I'm kind of traveling between those areas a lot, and so excited to be talking.
I think we all were. And KI4DOS is an ex-Navy guy like me years ago, and a wonderful net controller. And on Wednesday night, there's a swap net after Everybody checks in, and he does a real good job at that. So if ever you have anything you want to sell or you want to buy, you just tell Gary, and he'll list it every Wednesday night until you tell him not to. So that's a nice thing about it also. You can join the club if you want, which meets on the third, what is it, Bernice? Saturday, I think it is, of the month, down at the Red Cross building, sort of down there by the VA, on the west side of town. You do not have to. It's an open repeater, and it's $20 a year if you care to join. And helps keep up the repeater, but it's not mandatory by any means. I just thought I'd give you the option. I've been in it for about 15 years. We moved here from Kansas 15 years ago, Clark, and just to be near our grandchildren and daughter and son-in-law, and they work at GE on the turbines. And she more or less juggles money anymore, you might say, between departments, and keeps track of stuff like that. But got two fine grandkids, and it's really nice to be down here near them. And it beats Toto and Dorothy up in Kansas. We left them there in Tornado Alley where they belong with the Wizard of Oz. Well, Clark, I'll let you go. I'm getting near Walmart, and that's where we're headed to. The pleasure's all mine, sir. It's very nice talking to you. And again, congratulations, and I feel honored to be your first contact. So I'll say this is N0TR, and I'll be clear with your final.
Well, thank you so much, Tom. The honor's all mine. I think I heard you mention that you're a veteran. I'm a veteran as well, so thank you for your service. I served in the Army for about 6.5 years, so I appreciate you filling me in about the amateur club. I think I'd love to participate in that, meet some folks, and do some learning from folks like you. So the pleasure's all mine, Tom. Thank you so much for reaching out. And this is my first contact. I'm going to do the best I can. So, KR4DOI, clear, 73.
And if you listen to the net tonight and check in, ask them to fill you in on the specifics there. We got some great net control operators, and they'll be a little more accurate than I am on the specifics. But my wife says specifics. She can't say specifics. And this is my wife, Bernice.
Hi, Clark. Hi, Clark.
She doesn't get on the radio much. She's a pretty quiet gal, but I've been with her 57 years, and I wouldn't take a farm in Arkansas for her. Talk to you later, Clark. This is N0GR, Clark. A new ham on here. I was his first contact, and being you're a second-class type of citizen, you might be second contact if you get lucky. This is N0TR.
Oh, he talked to you first? Oh, darn it. Okay.
You still there, Clark?
So, Tom, you're my first contact, and I didn't catch the name of the gentleman who just popped in.
This is Dave, and he's the biggest source of misinformation in South Carolina. I'm a witness to that. See you later, Dave. N0TR.
Second only to Tom.
Well, it's good to meet you, Dave. I'm very excited to be on the radio making contacts. Yeah, this is my first day transmitting, and I just got my license last week, so I'm just really excited.
Excellent. Well, welcome to the hobby. I've been around the hobby since, when Moby was a guppy. About 1989 is when I got my license. And the true call comes from Long Island. So I live down here in Greer now, or Gur, however you want to pronounce it. Yeah, just the only advice I give people is just, you know, listen more than you transmit and just get the waves of the repeater. You know, there are some, you know, do's and don'ts on amateur radio, period. So just give a listen, but welcome on.
so much, Dave. I appreciate it. I'm certainly learning and trying not to make too many mistakes here as I do that. I live kind of pretty close out your way. I'm off between Woodruff Road and Lawrence. Right now I'm out in Powdersville, so.
But anyway, let me, just give me 1 second. I just want to see if I can hear you on the input real quick. Hold on 1 minute, please. Each frequency in your radio, do you have 146.52 in your radio?
I don't believe I have it saved, but I can certainly tune to it.
Yeah, can you do that for just 1 second? We're testing an antenna here up at my friend's house.
Hey, Dave, I think you said 146.5.